Today's episode of Distorted View features additional content for Sideshow members only. Ting!
Hi, I'm Michael Ian Black, and you're listening to Distorted View.
Do you prefer to jerk off on someone's face or their chest?
I don't know why you want to make me choose.
Well, I want people to know about me is I'm sort of a wild and crazy guy, really spontaneous, really strange. I mean, but at the same time, I'm also sort of normal, down to earth. I mean, I live at home with my parents, although that shouldn't be a distraction against people. I do think that once you get to know me, I'm sort of a barrel ass to be around.
I like playing Magic the Gathering and hanging out and chilling.
I think it's really hot when girls fart.
Personally, I sort of have a weird nickname for myself, Ataru, who's based off this character in a Japanese animated series called Arusei Atsuda. You'll probably get to know more about anime if you end up meeting me. And he's sort of like this luckless loser, this weirdo who always gets all this bad stuff happen to him, and yet somehow or another has a couple good things too, like having this extremely cute alien girlfriend who even though she gets really peeved at him every time, he sort of flirts off with someone else.
You know, I like them all. Shapes and sizes, just not into whales. You know, keep it 115 and below, alright?
I think it's really hot when women dress up as wizards. You should date me because I'm on the Pro Tour, Magic the Gathering Pro Tour. I fly around places and duel for money.
I'm in search of a nice, outgoing woman who would like me for who I am for. Because I have sensitive feelings. Qualities in a lady I look for. Features. And she dresses well. She has a nice, a very nice, attractive lady.
Hey, freaks, it's Monday, June 21st, 2010. Coming up on the program today, condoms hungry for wiener meat. Nom, nom, nom. Plus, a door has been dented with a baby's head and octopus porn. All of this plus your emails on an extended episode of Distorted View Daily.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson back here with you to kick off a brand new week of shows. Got a good one for you today. Bonus, it's an extended episode. I didn't get a chance to do a weekend show. I have a very good excuse. I was being a faggot. A lot of faggotry going on in Columbus this past weekend. It was Pride. I hate that name. Pride. It's basically just an excuse to get shit-faced for 3 days and fuck a bunch of dudes in porta-potties. Nothing to be proud about. I call it Regret Fest. Because when you sober up Sunday morning, you say, oh my god, what have I done? What are these sores on my cock? Who's sleeping next to me? That type of buffoonery. Shibunery. I'm sorry, that's Blackfest. Alright, I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. Columbus does have a black festival on the campus of OSU, I believe. It's called Heritage Fest or something. I don't know. All I know is you stay away from campus if you are white that weekend. The bad place to be. You will die. Or at the very least be subjected to a whole lot of weird African tribal music. Angry, pseudo-political black students screaming about white devils and quoting Malcolm X, the movie, not the man. And someone will probably jack your iPod. But here's the thing, angry Negro students. You are attending college because of the white man. A little something called affirmative action? Yeah, that's why you're here. You're welcome. Now shut your pretty pink lips and get back to studying so you can graduate and get a job utilizing that useful, lucrative Black Studies liberal arts degree. Alright, what the hell am I talking about here? I don't know. Let's just move on. Oh, what I did want to mention is that the theme of this year's Pride was families, right? Which was a total fucking joke if you watched the parade, because if anyone brought their family to watch what went down, congratulations, your children will need years of psychiatric counseling to process what was burned into their retinas this weekend. A half-naked man wearing bunny slippers and ears, ting, lesbian tits, lesbian tits, lesbian tits. And my personal favorite, the man who was on a float during the parade, bent over with a dildo in his asshole. Oh, I have the picture of that one to prove it. All right, it was me. No, it wasn't me, but yeah, that's Columbus Pride this year, the theme of families. What a sorely misguided way to make the homos seem normal. Now, a lot of people feel, you know, like, why the fuck do gays need parades? And the answer is, because they like glitter. Glitter and balloons, and that's what parades are all about! But seriously, the idea behind gay pride parades or whatever is this notion that until gays are accepted, there's going to be a need for them to be out in public so people who are not out of the closet or whatever can see. I don't know. I don't know the reason for these gay pride parades. But there's some legitimate reason for it, right? However, that noble idea is rather tainted when you see a bunch of dudes with fake cocks in their ass in open public. When you see a leather daddy put out his cigar on his son's ass cheek who's only wearing a jock strap. That kind of thing doesn't send the appropriate message, especially when the theme of the year is families. Oh my god, it's so fucktarded. And the gay bashing continues. Thank god. That shit keeps me in business. Love those news stories. Gays are being sodomized in an Arby's bathroom with a broomstick and shit. Fantastic. Alright, so that was my pride chunk. Moving on, I have got two great mashups for you today. The first one was posted on Raymond14's YouTube account. Alright? I think it's pretty good. Take a listen.
People have their freedom to talk, to walk, to do a bunch of things. Bunch of things. Thank you. Voting, joking, loping, much, much more than freedom. People have freedom. Why do people always get in trouble? A little bubble, a little shovel. Then, what does that mean? It means that you and I can get arrested for a crime. But the wrong, that violates people's freedom. That again, people get arrested for crime that needs to serve the time. 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, 25 years, to infinity and beyond. But not. People have freedom. I still don't know why people don't have freedom. People have freedom. Freedom! On your foxy, noxy, your cocky. Let's say that. Freedom.
I don't know what the hell he's talking about. Freedom. This is the freedom rap.
Oh, shizzle. Freedom. People have freedom. Freedom. Give me an F. Give me an R. Give me an E. Give me an E. Give me a D. Give me an O. And give me an M. F.
Oh, Christ.
E.
E.
E. D. O. M. Filmed in association with...
That damn flip video noise. He is so retarded, you just never know what the hell he's talking about. That's what makes his video so great. Hey, before I get into the other mashup I wanted to share with you, DV listener Tom emailed me a juicy cum fart. He says, Jagutim, not sure if you've used this before, but a nice juicy cum fart is at the 13 minute and 42 second mark of this video. Now, here's the thing. This is the biggest load of bullshit, because it's a fake cum fart. How do I know it's a fake cum fart? The dude is using a condom in the video, right? You most certainly can't have a cum fart without the cum. It's kind of, it's the most important part of the cum fart. Anyone can just fart, gasp, you know, whatever. The cum is what makes the cum fart so special. Anyway, I'm getting angry here, I'm sorry. Let me just calm down. If I'm passionate about one thing in life, it's about cum farts. Don't mess with my cum farts. So, I have a feeling that audio is going to be isolated in one of Corey's mashups.
Don't mess with my parts. Don't mess with my cum parts. Don't mess with my cum parts.
It's a nice ringtone for you. It's bullshit. First of all, who uses condoms in porno, right? At least in straight pornos. Condom use is pretty common in gay porn, because otherwise, all the queers would be giving each other high fives. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Be careful you don't get AIDS, pervert.
Exactly. All right, so this guy is using a condom to plow into this hot twat, right? Then he takes the condom off. There's actually a cut, right? Where he takes the condom off and is ready to blow his wad, and he does it on her pussy, specifically on her pussy hair. Yes, for some reason, she's not shaven. Bad camera whore, bad. She must be new to the industry. All right, so he comes on her, and she's rubbing the cum into her skin, right? Then there's another cut. And then this, like, volcanic eruption of liquid hot cum magma shoots out of her pussy hole. First of all, the guy didn't cum that much. And the consistency of the cum is all wrong. It's just all wrong, wrong, wrong. Furthermore, who is jerking off to this? I would immediately stop when did you not see him blow his wad on her? Did you not see her rub the cum into her skin? Where do you think this shit's coming? What is it? Maybe it's just yeast infection juice? I don't know. Is that white? I thought it was clear. Anyways, here is the fake pussy fart. I hope whoever these Foley artists were that were hired to produce this massive cum fart gets an award at the AVNs or something, because they deserve it. All right, here we go. All right, see, right there, that was the first cut. That's when he took the condom off. Poor editing. You can obviously tell there was a cut there. Right. So he's coming on her now, right? He's rubbing it in her. A lot of moaning. Not really needed. Here comes another cut. Right there. And 3, 2, 1. Fake, fake, fake. I call bullshit. They're using porno trickery on us. I don't care for it at all. I like my porn to be real. I'm a sad little man. The final clip I want to share with you today is from yesterday's Butt Fudge Sunday. Corey created a great Eat the Poo Poo mashup. I wanted to share it with you guys. If you're not yet Sideshow Freaks, sign up, because this is some of the quality entertainment. Now, I know I just posted Butt Fudge Sunday yesterday, so for a lot of you guys, you're hearing this again. I apologize for that, but it really is worth playing. So here we go. Here is Corey's Eat the Poo Poo remix.
Your rectum is full of feces.
Sweet rectum.
And feces are loaded with bacteria. Why do you think it smells so bad? Because it's rotting. And so feces are loaded with bacteria. And then you have anal sex. And then you go there, though, to oral sex, and you're putting feces in your mouth.
I want to taste that proud rule.
We will. Eat that poo-poo! Eat that poo-poo!
I want to change my role!
Eat that poo-poo! Eat that poo-poo!
And well, I'll just poop on a plate and put some ketchup on it and make you eat it. And then, and I thought to myself, well, at least, if I have to, he's going to make me eat that poop. And then I'll just put 5 pounds of sugar on it and try to spice it up.
We will. Eat that poo-poo!
Poop everywhere.
Eat that poo-poo!
Oh, yeah, man, a little ketchup. Man, that probably tastes pretty good.
Eat that poo-poo! Eat that poo-poo!
The other person is poo-pooing, and this one is eating the poo-poo all over the place.
Poop everywhere.
Huh? We will eat the poo-poo.
Suck the other person's rectum.
No! I'm so pissed. Yeah.
Eat the poo-poo. Poo-poo comes out.
Eat the poo-poo.
Eating feces.
Delicious.
Shit!
great. I asked Corey to create a mashup when we first played this, and he really came through. Do you guys hear the shit slurper? When he's throwing up, and I heard the Prune Brothers clip. A lot of great clips in there. If you're not yet a member of the Sideshow, sign up right now so you can hear Butt Fudge Sunday every weekend. And, of course, support Corey at buttfudgesunday.com. He's got some great deals on CDs or digital download albums. You can buy Crapocalypse, which has 32 tracks for $10. It also has one of my favorite songs ever, Abortion. It's probably my all-time favorite. But then I think he also has a deal where you can pay $30 and get three of his digital albums. I think it's like 80 tracks or something. I'm not exactly sure. Go over to his website right now, buttfudgesunday.com. I'll put a link to it on the show notes today. As for right now, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news! Are you not yet a Sideshow member? What are you waiting for? Support the show, even if you don't want the bonus content. I'd really appreciate it. No, great content every week on the Sideshow. You'll get all the normal episodes, plus we do bonus episodes, video cast, that type of thing. Just posted Corey's Butt Fudge Sunday. Like I said, I didn't get around to doing a weekend show, so today's program is extended, which means you'll get 10 to 15 minutes of additional content. So sign up right now. You'll grab today's bonus episode, extended show, and yesterday's Butt Fudge Sunday, and all the other stuff we have planned for you this week. And you get full access to the entire archive, all that bullshit. Sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. It is only $5 a month or $50 a year. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, we've spent a lot of time here on Distorted View Daily talking about tentacle porn, and I can't believe it, but some countries outlaw that shit. Those misguided ass backwards nations. Come on, get with the times. It's all about Japscat and alien fucking. Yes, a man in South Wales has admitted possessing extreme porno.
Extreme!
Are you ready to rock, South Wales? No? Okay. Yes, a South Wales man has admitted possessing extreme pornography of people engaging in sex activities with animals, including one of a woman having intercourse with a dead squid or octopus. I think I've seen that picture. I guess that makes me...
extreme!
Charles Andrew Diamond, that's Diamond with a Y... not like a stripper or something, also had almost 60 porno photographs of children. The 46-year-old pleaded guilty to a 25-count indictment when he appeared yesterday. Now, I can understand, going to jail for the child porn, but come on. The squid was already dead. It didn't feel anything when inserted into the woman's loose twat. On September 8th last year, he was found to be in possession of 57 indecent photos of children. Diamond with a Y was also found that month to be in possession of 10 images categorized as
extreme
pornography. Oh, I hope they use that word some more. All right, five of those images portrayed acts likely to result in serious injury to people's breasts or genitals. Who the fuck cares if it's consensual? Or not. All right, the other showed people engaging in sex acts with animals, namely horses, dogs, and a dead squid or octopus. Diamond was granted bail until next month after Judge Keith Thomas asked for the probation service to prepare a pre-sentence report. Conditions of his bail in the meantime are that he must not use the internet or seek any employment at a zoo or such, or voluntary work likely to give him access to children under the age of 16. Directing that Diamond must also be registered as a sex offender, the judge warned him that the court would not necessarily accept any recommendations made in the pre-sentence report. I'll do what I want! I don't care what mental health professionals recommend, I do what I want! I'm a judge, and I want to have a baby! I'm having sex with not one, not two, but three different guys! That's right, I'm a player, but that's cool, because I got it like that. What? Alright. If my baby gets cold and it need a blanket... it's okay, because I got it. I don't know. All right, where are we at here in the story? Fuck you, Victoria. Fuck you for derailing me with all of your wonderful quotes. All right, yes, finishing up with the story here, the judge said all the court's sentencing options, including custody, will remain open to it. So there you go. That's what's happening in Wales today. Moving on. This one comes from New Zealand, and dare I say, it's...
extreme!
Yeah, extreme mother of the week. A woman who allegedly slammed a... God damn it. Oh, when little kids are in pain, it just makes me laugh. All right, sorry. A woman who allegedly slammed a toddler's head against a door with such force... I'm sorry, it's not funny. It's...
extremely
funny! Again, it's not the, I feel bad that this child was in pain and all, but the way this is described is wonderful. A woman who allegedly slammed a toddler's head against a door with such force it left dents in the wood is undoubtedly responsible for his death. If you're going to kill a child, you know, you should make it painless for him, I guess. I have a heart. All right, Dylan Ramone, or something. Died on April 18th, 2008. He was 3 years old. He died in Auckland's, whatever. Starship Children's Hospital.
If we can build this dream together, standing strong forever, you, and if this world runs out of lovers, we'll still have each other. Nothing's gonna stop us. Oh, nothing's gonna stop us.
Not the same kind of starship they're referring to in the new story, I'm assuming here. That starship, by the way, was interpreted by Mrs. Miller. By the way, I have to say, Starship Children's Hospital sounds like the worst 1970s sci-fi television series ever.
Join us next week on our continuing intergalactic mission of launching dying cancer children and birth defect babies into deep space, where they will never be able to step out in public and make us feel uncomfortable again on Starship Children's Hospital!
All right, back to the story here. Young Dylan died on April 18th in the Starship Children's Hospital after his life support was turned off. An autopsy showed he died from head injuries. No shit. His head put dents in a fucking car. His carer, Patricia Angela Pickering, 38, is charged with murdering the boy after bashing his head against a goddamn hard surface. Not a radiator. A door. Pickering, who is on trial in the high court, also faces two charges of bodily harm and one charge of assault. She has denied all charges. Yesterday, Crown Prosecutor Philip Hamlin told the court Dylan was given to Pickering to care for because the boy was in need of a mother and Pickering wanted a child. He had been removed from his birth parents' care after allegations of neglect and abuse. Some people just can't catch a fucking break. This poor 3-year-old boy. One thing after another. He's in a better place. All right, yes, although it appeared a dream come true for both Pickering and the boy, the reality was quite different. Mr. Hamlin said this child was beaten for a long time. He was hit, cut, maltreated over the period he was in Mrs. Pickering's care. In the end, he was dead in her arms. The jury was shown a cupboard door with two dents in the wood that the Crown claims... Oh, I thought it was a car door. A wood door? Of course there's going to be dents in it if you bash a child's head in there. Come on! Why did I think it was a car? I should really read these new stories beforehand. I'm kind of disappointed now that she didn't bash his head into a car door. Smashing the glass and shit. Head goes right through the window. Come on, that's way more funny than a stupid cupboard. Now I hate this story and I've got nothing to live for. All is woe. Birds are dying! Dying! I'm so emo. Alright, I'm all over the map today. I hope you guys are catching all my references that I'm throwing down. Yeah, the jury was shown a cupboard door, BFD, right? With two dents in the wood that the Crown claims were caused by the boy's head hitting it with force. Evidence had been given to the court by Pickering's neighbors who heard angry yelling at the house. One neighbor heard Pickering yell, "Shut the fuck up, shut up." Another heard her say, "If you don't shut your mouth, I'm going to punch your head."
Extreme!
I love this woman's excuse for the dead child. Pickering lied to police about what really happened, blaming Dylan's injuries on him being a clumsy kid. This child's name doesn't happen to be Luca, does it? Dun dun dun! No, it's Dylan. Close enough.
Before. If you see dent marks on my door, or maybe I'm unconscious on the floor, I have no idea who I am. Also, by now I'm probably dead.
not so bad. I made a friend. Hi, little Marky.
Hi.
Mommy, why did you kill me?
He asked the same questions.
Sweet Christ, today's program is retarded. All right, where are we at here? Yes, toddlers do not run around and get significant brain injuries, said the prosecutor. A very astute observation. All right, final story we have for you today. This is not a repeat from, like, 2002 or 2006. For some reason, every few years, someone invents a, you know, anti-rape condom, and they think that, you know, it's revolutionary, and it's the same goddamn shit I've been reading about for years. I don't understand. Is Don on the phone? Okay. Ask him about the pictures I was supposed to see. That's goddamn time. I want somebody to use their fucking brain. Yes, a new anti-rape female condom, the Rape Axe, not the Rape X. I believe there was a previous female rape condom called the Rape X. This one's called the Rape Axe, A-X-E. Debuts at South Africa's World Cup. A South African doctor has developed a new female condom that she hopes will combat rape in the most painful possible way. Dr. Sonette or something Ellers has invented Rape Axe, a female device with jagged hooks that latches onto a man's penis during penetration. Same goddamn shit we've read about before. The doctor is distributing 30,000 of these condoms in the South Africa area during this year's World Cup. It hurts, Ellers told CNN. He cannot pee and walk when it's on. If he tries to remove it, it will clasp even tighter. South Africa has one of the highest rape rates in the world. Number one! It's also believed that 16% of the population is living with HIV. Rape Axe is inserted like a tampon. A sanitary pad? Yes, a sanitary pad. No, not a sanitary pad, a tampon. Yes, Rape Axe is inserted like a tampon, and when embedded to a man, the device can only be removed by the doctor. Some have accused Ellers of creating nothing more than a new age chastity belt. It not only presents the victim with a false sense of security, but psychological trauma. Yeah, you're just going to anger the rapist. Here's what's going to happen. He's going to stick his dick in some hot African twat. It's going to hurt like shit. He's going to pull it out. He's going to then try to take the condom off. It's going to hurt even more. He's going to get angry. Then all that rage is going to be redirected at the woman who did this to him, who, you know, he already hates women. You know, he's raping them left and right, so he don't care for you ladies much anyways. And, you know, he's going to beat the crap out of you. I don't think this is a very well thought out product. Ellers said that she has taken the proper research and development steps before launching the product. I consulted engineers, gynecologists, and psychologists to help in the design and make sure it was safe, she said. Ellers also pointed out how women take extreme measures such as placing razor blades in their cunt to really? To prevent rape in South Africa. I believe something's got to be done. I hope to God this woman uses the same marketing firm that the Snuggy blanket with sleeves uses, because I would love to see the commercial they'd come up with. You're sick and tired of being raped by big black Africans, but up until now your options have been limited. Razor blades in your pussy are okay, but they can scratch up your bacon hole, and mousetraps are just too bulky. Now there's Rape Axe, the female rape condom with micro hooks. So come on and get hooked on Rape Axe. All right, finishing up with the story here. Ellers pointed out how women take extreme measures, such as placing razor blades in their coont. I believe something's got to be done, she said. This will make some men rethink before they assault a woman. Not really, because you don't know that she's wearing a Rape Axe condom until you're actually in the process of raping her. They're not going to rethink it. They may regret it, but they're not going to rethink it. All right, that, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freaks, speak to me, please.
Oh, hey, Timmy Boo. This is Moj from Connecticut. I just happened to be working late the other day, and I navigated over to the CNN.com front page, and the top story there was, "Where are my babies?" And I had no idea what the fuck the story was about, but I just started saying to myself, Where are my babies? And I thought I was alone at work, and I was saying this pretty loudly to myself, and when I walked out the door a few minutes later, I noticed that I was not alone, and there's an old lady there with me, and these last couple days, she's been giving me some pretty dirty looks and giving me a wide berth when I pass her in the hall. So now she thinks I'm fucking crazy. But that's all right.
Old stupid broad.
Timmy! It's a long-time sideshow listener, Jimmas, or Jimmy Boo, as I've been wanting to be called by some of my friends.
Okay.
I'm calling about the Bunny Crush audio. Dude, it fucking rocks. Keep playing it more and more.
I should say that you can now follow Bunny Crush Audio on Twitter. I don't know who it is. Someone signed up as Bunny Crush Audio. And most of the tweets so far have been eek, 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 like that type of thing. So you should all follow Bunny Crush Audio. I just did.
Piss people off. I love how you finally come around. Fuck them.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm not going to be like everyone else and use the lines that have been used over and over recently. So I'm just going to say, I'm hydroplaning.
Yeah, someone called in about hydroplaning. As a matter of fact, I hydroplaned again. In my car when I was driving some friends around, and I didn't say anything about it, but the girl in the car said, "You know what? You were hydroplaning." I said, "I know, and I'm not going to scream it like a fairy this time."
Hello, Tim James Henson. This is Tony from Illinois.
Hi, Tony.
And you know what? That
Tony with a Y or an I.
Clip of the hamster getting microwaved needed the bunny crushing audio. You really should have played that for the show. I mean,
come on. I played it. I just played the Bunny Crush audio.
Hey, Jimmy Boo, I got some bad news. Got some bad news for you. Yesterday, I took an Egg McMuffin, put it up my boy pussy, and I got vagina cancer.
Loveless Sexaflex. Their new single video, music video, is called Twincest, and you should all check it out. If you're not a fan of the Sexaflex, they're on Facebook. Tell them Tim sent you.
Jigoo Tim, Distorted View. The Fuzzy Man Peach from Washington.
Oh.
Nice. Yeah, I just listened to the 616 show. Loved it. Fucking Joe. Awesome. Reading fucking...
Yeah. A lot of people. The two main comments people have been sending me on Twitter and Facebook and emails about Joe is they want more of Joey on the show, and also he's a huge fairy. I'm using that word a lot today, but I it's a special pride edition of Distorted View. He's a big homo, and we need more of him on the show. So maybe tomorrow on the program, and he can help me on the Sextastic Tuesday or something. I don't know. I need to find like a good porno script where there's two characters, and then Joey can play one, and I can play one. We can act it out.
Forgot what I was going to say. Oh, yeah.
Method.
Keith script. Spoken word. Funny shit. I listen to Cool Keith all the time. Love his fucking work.
Oh, you're familiar with Cool Keith.
I think
okay.
You should have Joe read some spoken word from Tonetta. That'd be the fucking
Ooh, that's good. Yeah.
But anyway, keep doing the show. Love it. Entertain.
Thank you very much. Let's move on here.
Hey,
yeah, that's fantastic. Fantastic phone you got there.
Hey, Tim. I'm just going to... test out my message for Rob, and I want to see what I want to hear what you say about it.
Okay.
Rob, you son of a bitch! Where's my money? Also, why the fuck haven't you done anything about this fucking oil spill? You son of a bitch!
Okay, thank you, I guess.
You, Jimmy Boo. So, I was the guy that found the 06 disc a few days ago. This, you might get this like a month later, so if you don't remember, I really don't blame you. I was listening to July 5th of 06.
Okay.
I by no means expect you to remember this.
No,
but
no.
You're talking about how the stories from July 4th tend to come in about a week later,
yes.
A guy called in that he was excited for those, and I'm sitting there going, oh yeah, this must have been recent. And then I look, and it's an 06 episode. So I have a feeling for sure... I don't really know what I'm going for with this, but I remember stuff from way back then. I think my memory is a bit better than yours.
Yeah.
We'll go back, though, sometime. Maybe do a gigantic review again. That'd be cool. But
yeah, I got to finish doing 2009 review. So basically what this guy was saying is every July 4th, a couple days after July 4th, I should say, news stories start rolling in about all the dumb shit people have done, what body parts they've blown up or, houses that have been set on fire because idiots were lighting fireworks, in their home, So I love reading those stories. It always happens. You know, they start trickling in a day or two after the 4th of July. We'll see if any come in this year.
Man from Southern California. I'm calling regarding the show there on the 11th. Will you replay the Bunny Crush audio? I just want to say that even though I didn't listen to the original one, I had no interest. I just fast-forwarded like you warned us to.
Good.
It made me so angry when people started dropping your subscription.
Yeah, I know.
Because they were insulted that I signed up for the dog show, so you got one more.
Well, thank you very much for that. I really appreciate it.
Hey, Tim, Sideshow member Rich Slyther. I've got two observations. First of all, yes, please post Corey's Butt Fudge Sunday episode, My Grandparent Wants to Die, on the Freeside feed. My podcast and blog could use the traffic. And secondly, remember when Hurricane Katrina struck New Orleans, how all the fundamentalist Bible thumper whack jobs came out of the woodwork and said it was a sign from God that sinful New Orleans had been struck down
right.
for its perversion and depravity and all that? How many of them, I wonder, are going to comment on Touchdown Jesus being struck from above, huh?
Yeah.
I think they're going to be curiously absent.
Absolutely. They're all idiots. Hypocritical idiots. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it oh God?
Extreme!
Indeed. Subscribe via iTunes. Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. If you're not Sideshow Freak, sign up right now because I've got some more material for you. Another 10 to 15 minutes of show coming up. Otherwise, we will see you back tomorrow for the big Tuesday Grum. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Looking in your eyes, see a paradise. This world that I found is too good to be true. Standing here beside you, I want so much to give you. This loving man I'm feeling for you. Let him say we're crazy. I don't care about things. Put your mind in me and look back at the world around us. Just fall apart. Maybe we can make it if we're hurt too hard. If we can build this dream together, stand in front forever. Nothing's gonna stop us. Oh, nothing's gonna stop us.
Where are my babies? Where are my babies? Where are my babies? Where are